Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Back again with the sports news. Good morning, Oisín Coyne.
Good morning, Áine. Well, it's been a little over 3 weeks since Colm O'Rourke's departure as manager of the Meath senior footballers, and the Royal County may have found their new man. Our Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey joins me on the line. Marty, what's the latest on the Meath job?
Well, the latest would appear that Robbie Brennan will be the next Meath manager, but there's still a process to be fulfilled. He's been nominated by the management committee of the Meath County Board, and they sent an email to clubs across the county last night, yesterday afternoon, really, and giving them until 1 o'clock today to return the email whether they have an objection to Robbie Brennan being appointed, which is a little bit unusual in my opinion. The management team that's being suggested will contain Joe McMahon, former Tyrone footballer, and of course coach to the Tyrone team that won the All-Ireland when Brian Doher and Fergal Logan were in charge a couple of years ago, and Martin Corey, who's been involved with Monaghan over the last number of years when his brother Vinny was manager. It's for a three-year term. It doesn't include Bernard Flynn, a former Meath footballer, and yet if they do approve today, and there's no objection, by return of email by 1 o'clock today, then my sources tell me that the full ratification won't happen until September 30th. But right now, it would appear that Robbie Brennan will be the next Meath manager. He'll still be in charge at Kilmacud Crokes, and indeed he'll be in charge with them as they play the quarterfinal of the Dublin Football Championship this weekend.
And the big news this morning, Marty, 45 inter-county players nominated for All-Stars. Armagh dominated as expected.
Yeah, as expected, big day for the footballers who do get a nomination. It's a huge honour. 45 players, as you mentioned, Oisín, being nominated. 11 counties represented. Armagh have 11 players nominated, as you expect, for the All-Ireland champions. Dublin have 4. Brian Fenton, Sean Bugler, Cormac Costello, Conor Callan. And a huge day for the wee county of Louth, with their biggest representation nominations in a long time. Craig Lennon, Donald McKinney, Tommy Dernan and Sam Mulroy from Louth all being nominated. That's 4. Up the west, Mayo have Aidan O'Shea and Ryan O'Donoghue. Roscommon will be represented by Dermot Murta and Brian Stack. Down south, Cork have 1 nominee, Daniel O'Mahony, and Tyrone's Derek Hanavan is also nominated as well. And by the way, the footballer Young Footballer of the Year also contains an Armagh footballer. Barry McCambridge is nominated for the PWC GA GPA Footballer of the Year, along with Paul Conroy and John Maher of Galway. While the Young Footballer of the Year nominees are Oisín Connolly of Armagh, who had a great game in the All-Ireland Final, Johnny McGrath of Galway, and Kieran Moore of Donegal. All adding, for these footballers, a great day as we look forward to the hurling nominees tomorrow morning and indeed the All-Star event itself in November.
Brilliant stuff, Marty. We do look forward to it. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Now, moving on to soccer, Celtic started the new Champions League format with a 5-1 win over Slovan Bratislava last night. The victory was sealed by goals from Republic of Ireland internationals Liam Scales, who opened the scoring, and Adam Ida, who rounded off the win. Their manager, Brendan Rodgers, had massive praise for the Hoops' performance.
Yeah, no, so happy. It was an absolutely outstanding performance and result. I think we got in the lead. It was a great ball in and a good, really good header with some other chances in the first half. But I felt we just needed to play a little bit quicker. We were just a fraction slower on the ball than what we would have liked. And maybe when we had 3 touches instead of 2, and just because our touch and pass tempo is very good when we get the rhythm in the game. But still, we were strong in the first half. And then we just reiterated a couple of things at half time, and then really second half, wow. Just the greed of the players, the hunger, the pressing, the counter-pressing, just the mentality of the team. I was so proud, and obviously then the quality of the goals was sensational.
That's Brendan Rodgers there. Now, the action continues this evening. Our live game on RTE2 sees Arsenal make the trip to Bergamo in Italy to play Europa League winners Atalanta at 8 p.m. Elsewhere, Atletico Madrid entertain RB Leipzig. French club Brest make their Champions League debut at home to Sturm Graz. And Barcelona are away to AS Monaco. Now, to golf, and the 70th edition of the BMW PGA Championship is underway at Wentworth as the DP World Tour advances closer to the business end of the season. There's a strong Irish presence. Simon Thornton is one under par through the first four holes of his round, while Tom McKibben and Padraig Harrington are just underway. Rory McIlroy tees off at 8:45, while Shane Lowry is out just after 8:55. Now, Leona Maguire will be among those teeing off this afternoon at the Queen City Championship in Ohio. The Cavan native will be looking to put a disappointing Solheim Cup behind her when she gets her first round underway at 1:30 Irish time. And Sarah Byrne steps up for her First Ladies European Tour event as a professional golfer in Alicante this morning. After last month's impressive performance at the Curtis Cup, the 23-year-old from Douglas in County Cork says she is determined to keep the expectations as restrained as possible as she prepares to tee off in the €1 million La Sella Open from 9:20. Olivia Mahaffey begins her opening round at 25-1, while Rookie of the Year contender Lauren Walsh, currently 15th on the order of merit, gets her first round underway at 1:21. And finally, we have racing today in County Kildare in Naas, where the first of a 7-race card is off at 2:25.
All right, Oisín, thank you very much. Well,